from KQED.
In Sacramento, we are also expecting two state senators to unveil a new set of criminal justice reform plans. Democratic state senators Ricardo Lara and Holly Mitchell want to change how juveniles are punished. They're mainly focused on programs that prevent juvenile crime and that separate violent kids from nonviolent youth offenders. Senator Mitchell chairs the Senate Budget Committee. She told the California Report's John Sepulveda she wants to change how we view many juvenile offenders.
Well, I read a report by the Children's Defense Fund about 10 years ago now, and the title of the report was America's Cradle to Prison Pipeline. And the cover of the book has this image of a young man who looks no older than about 7. He's being fingerprinted by law enforcement, and he's so small he's standing on a milk crate so he could reach the fingerprinting machine. Mm. And just the actual image, the book is filled with images of very young children who are in detainment facilities, and you see them in clothes that are too large for them or handcuffs that are too large for them. So it's a powerful visual image of that reminds us all about, you know, the direction our criminal justice system has taken, where we have begun to incarcerate very young children.
Now, your mom was a probation officer. How did that influence your want to tackle issues like criminal justice for minors?
Well, you know, it's ironic that you would mention her. She was chief probation officer in Alameda County, her last kind of gig before retirement, almost 15 years ago. And she did tell the story about a 7-year-old being sent to her at juvenile hall, and how in her 40-year career, she'd kind of seen this transition to, you know, the criminalization of children, particularly, and the criminalization of poverty, quite frankly, and talked about just kind of structurally, you know, what she felt she had to do as a trained social worker to protect that child in a juvenile detention facility where there were kids much older than he. You know, there's a reason why we separate children from preschool and kindergarten from, you know, the bigger kids on the playground, if you will. And that certainly should apply to any locked facility, not only for their physical safety, but just, you know, where do children belong who have fallen victim, if you will, to a justice system? How did they get there and why? And I think those are the questions Senator Lara and I are most keenly interested in raising, making them a part of the public discourse, and developing policy to meet the needs of these children, as opposed to a knee-jerk reaction where the state has been for a couple of decades, where we believe in locking them up and throwing away the key.
Now, the counter to that argument is that there are some juveniles who are so dangerous, they need to be in the system, as you put it, in order to protect public safety. What do you make of that characterization?
I think that there is some truth to that. You know, the question is, what interventions and what role did government play in intervening early on in that child's life? Is it appropriate, you know, to look at 9, 10, 11-year-olds being locked up in the facilities? And so I'm not necessarily questioning whether or not there should be some form of detention for these kids. The point is it needs to be age appropriate.
Senator Holly Mitchell joined us from our Sacramento Bureau. Senator, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.